Hey, it's Brian Hayes. Big news in Canada. Manscaped is officially launched throughout the country. It is time to fire up the best men's below-the-waist grooming option possible. That is Manscaped. You're going to feel better about yourself, and most importantly, your significant other is going to absolutely love it. Check out the website manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping with the code Hayes, that's H-A-Y-E-S, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the promo code Hayes and start trimming.
Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here is our TSN hockey analyst, Ray Ferraro. Ray, how would you draw the line on that, you know, making sure that everyone's healthy and feeling good come playoff time, but also keeping your eye on the pursuit of that top seed in the North?
It's more, obviously, more important to get there healthy than to get there in first place. To get there with your lineup sorted the best that you can. We always talk about, you know, trying to time and to hit things at the right time, your timing being most important about just about anything. And, you'd love to do both, but right now, isn't this about, you know, making sure Matthews is healthy and you're going to get Nylander back at some point here and, and Anderson starting to skate and trying to figure out the bottom end of your lineup. Well, for that matter, the top end, because Nick Foligno's going to gum things up when he comes in. Like, there's lots of stuff to happen with not very much time, really, to figure it out.
Well, you know, all I could think about right now is I would welcome the league saying, Edmonton, Vancouver, you're canceled. Oh, and guess what? The Leafs, you're canceled too. Let's push this game. Let's figure it out. Give the Canucks the weekend off. And if I'm the Toronto Maple Leafs, I would welcome that. Because all that does is buy yourself. And I know you'll get jammed up somewhere else, but I would much rather have a few more days of rest. Maybe that's a couple more days of Freddie skating. There's another scenario where Nylander gets back into the mix. And, oh, well, Austin Matthews gets a couple more days instead of having to go on the road. Like, I would like to see both of those games canceled this weekend. And more, I guess, selfishly, Leafs and but more for the Vancouver Canucks, too. Like, that JT Miller,
that was pretty
comments,
raw. Yeah, it was pretty
raw.
Open and
that's
honest.
That's the truth.
You know? They clearly were having some real issues with COVID, which is not a surprise. But, like, they understand what they're about to go through, right, Ray? Like, 16 games, very few days after what they just battled. I understand why they're concerned and why they're not happy.
Yeah, for sure. What I don't understand is how did it get there? Like, who agreed to that?
Well, I believe it was the return to play, and the PA and their doctors, like
the accountants did. That's who agreed to it.
Well,
the
but
money.
I think it got jammed up by the Jay Beagle situation, because it looked like they were headed of coming off, and then all of a sudden Beagle got added. I think it was like Monday or something, like, and they were supposed to practice, and then it got pushed around.
Yeah, delayed it a couple more days.
Delayed, and so all of a sudden you're like, okay, well, Friday was the projected game, because you were going to be on the ice Monday night and you could get that week underneath your belt. And then all of a sudden all hell breaks loose and it's like Wednesday. And, by the way, we're going to try and get on the ice one day and then play back to back. Like, that's where I think basically it got all screwed up, is there was a late case that came in. But to me, that's where the adjustment should come, because you're working off of that. You're not just working off guys coming off.
I think we often want the solution to be so simple. So just think of that, Noodle. So it was Beagle Monday, so that gums up the return to the rink, which gums up the practice day. Well, right away, that should have been a red flag for Friday. However, it's not just Friday. It is for the Canucks, but it's also for the Oilers. And then, what do we do about Saturday with the Leafs? And all of a sudden, you've got 15 games that are now impacted.
Right.
And you got to fit those other games in somewhere too, because Edmonton doesn't just play Vancouver. They've got to get their other games in too.
Yeah.
So I thought, like, there's no, I was stunned that the PA had signed off on this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way Ray, that schedule looked, guys, that was crazy.
I think an example of what we're seeing right now of the difficulty that a team may go through is what Montreal's going through. They just finished their ninth game in 15 days, and they have 16 in the next 25. And they've only won four of those nine games.
And they got backed up earlier in the year. It happened to Jersey. It's happened to Buffalo. Like, the man, there's no way to do it right, I don't think.
Right.
Especially if that goal is to always get to 56 games.
Right.
And I think we all understand why they want to do that, because it's the most fair playing field. But I guess I'm a little surprised, given the way the year has gone, that they're so steadfast on that 56. Like, well, why points percentage can't be every bit as important.
Yeah, I'm more cynical, Ray. I think it has more to do with just the money as opposed to the balance. I think it's simply the money, and it's media agreements, it's sponsorship agreements, and like the NBA is going through it right now where, you know, there's a lot, like I mentioned before you came on, the Nets, they're not even playing guys. They're basically just conceding games, and there's getting a lot of complaints, and then the players are coming out and saying, man, we're having a tough time here. And the owners are like, man, I don't like what's going on. And all of a sudden, a third party steps in and goes, guys, do you remember why you put forward like this protocol and all these games? Mm-hmm. Simply for the money. Simply for the money. And I think that's what's happening here. Like, Vancouver's not playing for anything. They're done. It's over. Yeah. They could not play again all year. Wouldn't affect anything in terms of who they are or what they are. But it's money. It's cynical, but I think it's just a reality.
Now, Hayes, let me just touch on that a little bit. And I don't know if this is a stupid idea, but I'm going to throw it out there. In training camp, they run split squad games. Do you think there will be a conversation that maybe when the American League team is done, that they would scrap the whole cap situation and say, hey, it's the best interest of our players to run a split squad and get these games done?
I don't know if that's possible, Ray. You might know better than I would in terms of total amount of players.
My answer would be no, because how would you ever, when you say scrap the cap, what about the other teams?
Right.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Like, do they get to do it too? Does all of a sudden, you know, it becomes a free-for-all? Unfortunately, the system is the system, or unfortunately, the system is the system. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to get, a pretty ambitious 56 games in. They booked a week extra. I mean, maybe it needed to be longer. I mean, in hindsight, it looks like it should have had an extra week in there somewhere. But, man, they want to get this year over so they can get to next year.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree. There's no domino that doesn't fall here that affects something else down, you know, shortly down the road.
I agree. I just wanted to add on to this, too. It's come north of the border. But you're right, Ray. Like, Dallas went through it early on. Buffalo's gone through it. Jersey went through it. Like, all I can think about is, when did we have Eric Staal on? Was that 2 weeks ago?
A couple weeks ago.
He said something that resonated with me. Because O asked him, like, you know, what the hell went on in Buffalo? And he was like, I can't really tell. It's not just one thing. He was like, you know, it was a stepladder of things. But I remember him saying that, you know, guys got COVID and it went right through the room. And he's like, there were guys who really struggled to recover from it. And that's all I could think about is, you know, you're sitting there watching. And I know we want a product every night, but there's probably guys that like had half energy, that were having tough breathing, like different. It hits everyone differently. And that's all I could think about when I heard JT Miller speak last night. It's like, you get Vancouver, even if Vancouver was forced to play this weekend, and I don't know if they're going to or not, but you're not going to get 100% of anybody, you know, and now you're putting them in a situation where that's almost guaranteed injuries, that's guaranteed, you know, inconsistency, all of that type of stuff. Like, there's a human factor here, and I think that's where probably the meetings and the doctors and the PA stepped in and said,
absolutely,
hey, we got to move
and
this
they
around
should.
Here.
And they should. But again, to get back to the cynical one here.
Money, business.
Exactly. And at some point, the PA is going to be like, guys, like, we got to get paid here too. It's tough. Yeah. Like, it's really a difficult line to draw at this point, Ray.
I would say there would be zero chance I would be sitting on that bench on the game, out of wind, you know, feeling crappy and not think, this is stupid. What are we doing?
Right.
I can, you know what you guys would think? I know I would think it. I would go, this is stupid. Like, what are we doing? There's nobody in the building. We're not right. I can't even get up and down the ice without being totally gassed here. And we got to play again tomorrow?
Against Edmonton and Toronto, too. Like, McDavid, Draisaitl, then Matthews, Marner.
Can you imagine? Oh. Like, you know, like, you're JT Miller, you can barely catch your breath, and you got to go up against 97. He's had a week off, and he's ready humming. To go.
Yeah, and chasing something. Chasing positioning, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, it sounds that, I mean, Pierre LeBrun tweeting, it sounds like even Saturday's game is on the road.
Going to be postponed. Well, if you look at the Leafs schedule, because the Leafs are supposed to be in there on Saturday night. They were supposed to play Vancouver Saturday night and Monday night. Maybe they go back-to-back. Maybe they give Vancouver an extra day there, go Sunday, Monday, and that gets that part of the schedule out of the way. It doesn't affect the Leafs. It doesn't affect Vancouver necessarily. Because the Leafs are going on the road. They're at Vancouver for two and then at Winnipeg for three. But if they go back-to-back, and I'm just assuming this at this point, if they go back-to-back Sunday, Monday, that would be Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Five games with two days off for the Leafs. I mean, that's basically an American Hockey League schedule.
Well, and now you're putting guys in a tough situation again there, too, right?
Absolutely.
The difference there is that, yeah, they could be tired, but they're not compromised before they start.
Right.
Agreed.
So you also have a taxi squad. You've got extra guys around. You might have to move guys, roll guys in and out of your lineup that you wouldn't normally do. You know, never mind just the older guys, but what's wrong with giving Marner a day off?
Yeah.
Like, if you have to do it, you have to do it. Now, I heard an interview or something or other with Elliot earlier talking about one of the reasons that, like, this is his words, not mine, that one of the reasons that game scheduled for Saturday is because they want that doubleheader game on Saturday night.
Of course. Yep.
So back to your original point, Brian.
Well, that they were in that position a couple of weeks ago, right?
Where the they didn't have a doubleheader.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
They didn't. They didn't have a doubleheader on hockey night. And that, you know, that's it's not our company, but we know the price tag that comes with it, and that's the reality. We're talking about business here and health and safety. It's complicated. It makes it tough. With Ray Ferraro, TSN hockey analyst, again, this probably comes down to what we're dealing with because of COVID, where it feels like there's two leagues. There's the Canadian League and then the American League. I wasn't aware that Marc-Andre Fleury was lurking around the record books.
Crazy.
He wins last night, 485th win of his career. He's fourth all time. He passed Eddie Beaufort last night. Wow. Fourth all time. And
remember when he was done?
How many times was he done, Ray? Felt like three or four different times he was finished.
Amazing. He's been going to Vegas was like he got like a vampire blood or something. Like unbelievable resurgence for him. He's been amazing. And what a character for the game, too. Like
awesome guy.
I can remember his Hall of Fame speech.
It'll be amazing. And lucky to be on a really good team, too, right?
Which exactly
factors in, but you got to be on a good team to rack up wins.
Well, can you imagine if he went to an expansion team and they played like an expansion team? Like that was Minnesota or Columbus or, you know, like San Jose, you know, when they came into the league or Ottawa when they came into the league. Because that's what we all expected.
He'd be 40 wins back. You know, it could be 30, 40 wins back.
He wouldn't be in the league anymore because somebody would be like, we're not paying $7 million for that. We're not paying for $7 million for a guy who's got six wins and 35 losses. Like, that's, you know, instead.
They went to the Cup final.
I'll tell you what would have happened, Noodle. We used five goalies our first year in Atlanta. Nobody played a game outside of Atlanta again.
Yeah,
exactly. That would have been the flower.
Just a burial of your career, like basically. The Undertaker showed up.
Yeah, he would be beside Norm Miracle, Scott Fankhauser, Damian Rhodes.
Damian Rhodes.
Remember Damian Rhodes? I think Damian was there, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Rhodes was our number one guy.
Yeah.
There was Frederick Kasivy, I believe he was there too.
Scott Lankow.
Yeah.
Damon Lankow's brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was
by the end, Noodles. We were asking guys to play, and I think they were running the other way. They're like, I'm not going.
No chance. Rather be in the American League. Might rack up some stats.
That's so funny.
Well, and even just with Pittsburgh too, right? Like he. He has been a part of history at so many different levels. Like, he's had a truly incredible career, Marc-Andre Fleury, including the World Juniors. Remember when he shot it off Patrick O'Sullivan
and it went in? Ups and downs, yeah.
But like, he went first overall in arguably the greatest draft in history. And that 03 draft where Stahl went second, Horton went third, but that was like, you know, Richards, Carter, Getzlaf, Phaneuf, Suter. Yeah. You know, they're all in that.
Perry,
Weber, Bergeron.
Weber.
Yeah, just loaded.
One guy, if I'm not wrong, guys, one guy in that first round didn't hit.
Really?
I think it was a Ranger pick.
Yeah, it was Brett Jessamine, his name was.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
That's right.
Everyone
else made it, played, and it's just, and Fleury went first, and you can't argue with it in retrospect.
No.
As great as a lot of players were and are in that draft and still remain big pieces of the league at this point. First overall, and
that is crazy.
Next thing you know, Sid goes. Like, they went. Think about those drafts for Pittsburgh. In 03, it was Fleury. 04, it was Geno. 05, it was Sid. 06, it was Jordan Stahl, I believe.
Wow.
That was 4 years in a row. They had top three picks, and they hit all four of them out of the park.
They went from bankruptcy to that.
Yep. That'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll
true.
Do it for
That'll
you.
Fix a lot of problems.
Yeah, you're right. I'm looking at it. 12th overall, Hugh Jessamine. He played two games. Like, it's
He was
crazy.
A monster. I want to say he was a big, huge guy that just didn't hit.
Yeah, 6'6", 231, and he looks like he has a mascot head. He's huge. Yeah.
A mascot head.
My Lord, like he is. Yeah, I'm looking at Brent Burns, Getzlaf, like Parisi.
Yep.
You know,
enough.
Like Seabrook, Dustin Brown.
Loaded.
Like crazy.
Loaded.
That is
they'll
loaded.
There'll be 10 Hall of Fame. Like Weber and Bergeron went in the second round. Those are maybe the two best players of the draft. They went in the second round. Big Buff, I think, might have gone in that draft. And like it's just Pavelski went in like the seventh round. Like, it's just an unbelievable draft. If you have time, look over the whole details.
It is.
It's incredible.
I'm peeking at it.
Minimum 10 guys will go to the Hall from that draft alone. But, Fleury, incredible career. And considering now that we're doing the whole throwback thing, we might as well play this clip that I teased earlier. Because we had Darcy Tucker on a couple of days ago, Ray. And he mentioned that his first exhibition game, he got up to Kamloops. And he said when he got there, he was a scorer. And he scored a lot in the dub.
Yeah.
But, you know, now he has a reputation of being a guy that would hit and fight and all that. But he's like, I didn't want to fight. I wasn't looking to fight. But I knew when I got to the WHL, there was a pretty good chance I would have to. And he said his first exhibition game, he threw a big open ice hit, and he's skating back up the ice, and his bench is yelling, like, turn around, look out, because someone was chasing him down the ice. And he turns around, and it's Brant Myers that was chasing him down the ice. And he said his gloves were off, and Myers just starts throwing bombs. And as a result, because we mentioned Myers, I went out that night and jumped on YouTube, and I was in a YouTube rabbit hole just seeing just brawl after brawl, him jumping in the bench, him jumping in the penalty box. And there was a news clip. This is in Lethbridge, Alberta, the home of Jamie Noodles McLennan's illustrious junior career.
Yeah.
And the coach's name, what's his name?
Bob Laux.
Bob Laux. Okay, so he's got a... He's got glasses on, a mustache. We have this clip. I want to play this for you. I was howling listening to this because he says it in such a straight-faced, matter-of-fact way, as if this is normal. This was back in 1991 after a hell broke out on the ice.
I don't know what happened. I think off the face-off, their guy stuck Mo, and Mo cross-checked him in the face, and that's what got the whole thing going. And, you know, they sent a guy off the bench, which I don't like to see, but, you know, I guess that's hockey.
How great is that? Imagine you're from a different planet. You're like, can you explain that again? Like, he hit him in the face, and he hit him in the face, and someone jumped off the bench. But, hey, that's hockey. What do you got?
No, I guess that's hockey.
The best part of that for me was because they sent a guy off the bench, which I don't like to see. Like that.
Sent a guy off the bench.
Oh, that got like... That was awesome.
How good is
that?
The
best thing that I saw, like that craziness, was we were in a brawl in Regina, and their coach was Bob Strum, and he was standing on the boards, and Strummer was yelling at us, you're dead, you're next, Ferraro, you're going down. It's like it's mayhem out there. Ron Hextall is fighting three guys. Stu Grimson and Lyndon Byers are on the other team.
Holy crap.
All of a sudden, Strum is yelling and yelling, and then he's gone. He's gone off the bench, and all you can see is this fist. So swinging down towards the floor. And so you know Strummer is down there somewhere. From there pops Les Jackson, our general manager from the Brandon Weekend.
No
Les
way.
Ran from the press box, pulled Strummer off the bench, and just beat the crap out of him. And so Strummer gets up. His glasses are sideways. His shirt's pulled out. And I'm looking at this thing, you know, you're trying to survive. And you're like, yeah, and we still got to play tonight.
Right.
Like, that was at the start of the second period. We still had two periods to play.
Big 2 points on the board. Big 2 points. And this is probably what the post-game interview sounded like from whichever coach it was. Let's play it again.
I don't know what happened. I think off the face-off, their guy stuck Mo, and Mo cross-checked him in the face, and that's what got the whole thing going. And, you know, they sent a guy off the bench, which I don't like to see, but, you know, I guess that's hockey.
Cross-checked him in the face.
How great is that clip? That's
like
the WHL
that.
In the late 80s and early 90s.
You know what? Side note, Bob Lauchs, his nickname was Little Brutus because he was a wrestler, a former wrestler.
What?
Little Brutus? For Stampede Wrestling, Little Brutus.
No way.
And he wasn't a big guy, but he was very thick, and he had two sons that played in the Western Hockey League as well. But I'm telling you, like, he was gritty. I loved it. I've stayed in touch with him. I've lost touch with him a little bit recently, but, like, he was a guy that I loved as a coach, and it was so funny. Little Brutus was his nickname.
Bob Lauchs. I don't know what happened there. Someone popped him in the face.
I don't know what happened. I think off the face-off, their guy stuck Mo, and Mo cross-checked him in the face, and that's what got the whole thing going. And, you know, they sent a guy off the bench, which I don't like to see, but, you know, I guess that's hockey.
I guess
that's
the
Hall
hockey.
Of Fame. That should be on a plaque in the Hall of Fame. It's just outstanding.
Man.
And probably every weekend, scattered throughout the prairies.
There he is. Yeah. There he is.
The greatest.
A different coach.
I love Lauchs.
Hey, and just think,
awesome.
And then he'd go, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Koliakovo, send your son out to play. It'll be great.
Yeah, exactly. We take care of you. Great billet system here in Lethbridge. And the school
so
system's outstanding. It's just, that's old school, man. That is something that, again, you just don't see anymore, and I think that's probably a positive, if we're being honest.
Probably.
I think it's a positive.
The game has changed.
There were 15-year-olds on the ice, and that was the description of the game. 15-year-olds. And, just a bit of a different world.
Yeah.
But
anyway,
you'll have the call tonight, Leafs Jets on TSN4. It should be a good one, and we'll see how it plays out. We'll break it down tomorrow at 5.
Talk to you, boys. Have a good day, guys.
You got
See
it.
You,
There's
Ray
Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Red Tag Days and the Maple Toyota Corollathon are back with rates from 0%. Shop in person or by appointment or online at MapleToyota.com. You'd think I'd know how to read that by now. Bob Lauchs, that is such
that
a
was
great club.
We didn't get in it with Ray, but I actually went back to the game sheet of the Yaroslav Modri two-pad stack block. Ray played that night. Ray
no
was on
way.
LA.
Oh, yeah, come
no,
on.
He was dash two that night. I sent the game sheet to the grappler. Like it was April 18th. 1999. So it's how many years ago? Almost to the day.
22 years ago. Yeah.
Almost to the day. And Ray played that night. So we'll have to get into it.
We will. You
got to
remind us because we'll bring that back up 100%. And we'll play this Bobby Lauchs a couple more times.
All night. That is our greatest soundbite. I sent you guys a picture. Maybe Grappler could tweet it. It's me and Lauchsy sitting side by side in the team picture.
He looks jacked in that photo.
He is jacked. I'm telling you. He was like a muscle man.
He looks like a muscle man in that picture.
I love him. He's a beauty. Like even
when I was skipped a lot of leg days.
He was a low center of gravity. If I had to describe Grit Grinder, Bobby Lauchs is that. I'm telling you.
Wow.
Right. He was a beauty. Lives in Calgary. When I was playing for the Flames, we stayed in touch. He came over to the house and stuff. Like he's somebody that really helped me through junior. I'm
absolutely.
Loved him.
No, that's
so funny. I can't believe that comment, though. That is the greatest clip ever.
That's the beauty of a rabbit hole, right? Like, it's just because Tucker brought it up, Brant Myers. I'm like, all right, I've heard of this guy. Let me go see what his story was. And it's just brawl after brawl after brawl. And then luckily, I hung around till the end of the clip for whatever reason. And there's Bobby Lauchs
It's like, well, I don't know what happened there, but...
I don't know what happened. I think off the faceoff, their guy stuck Mo, and Mo cross-checked him in the face, and that's what got the whole thing going. And, you know, they sent a guy off the bench, which I don't like to see, but, you know, I guess that's hockey.
What he says, like... And most cross-checked him in the face. That's his own player. He's like, yeah, Mo, you know, guy stuck Mo, so Mo cross-checked him in the face. Like, yeah. He's actually
he's fine with seeing that. He likes to see that. Doesn't love seeing a guy jump over the bench, but cross-checking someone in the face in response to getting sticked, that is something that that's just hockey, man. That's hockey, baby.
Yeah,
I love it.